Well, was there a time at the end of last year when you didn't think you'd be up there right now with the Broncos?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, communicating with you, you know. Obviously, yeah, I thought it wasn't. I thought I was going to be gone. But at the end of the day, I'm happy to be back. I'm ready to work. We've been working. I'm excited about this year. You know, new quarterback. We got a system that now we can work the entire offseason on. And, you know, things are looking good.
What are your initial impressions of Case, especially this week when you got to be on the field?
He's a leader. I mean, every single pass that he's thrown so far, I wouldn't say every single, but a majority of the passes, 95%, 98% of the balls have been there. You know, he's confident in himself. He, you know, he's one of those guys that when he steps into the lead, into the huddle off in the huddle, I mean, he's that leader. You know, you don't have to second guess what his thought process is. His thought process is, we're going to complete this ball. We're going to keep this ball moving. So, you know, I'm liking what I'm seeing from him so far.
You had been ascending here, and then at the end, you kind of undermined you. And how much did you maybe appreciate that you have to have some kind of steady thing at quarterback?
Yeah, I appreciate it for sure. I think this is the first time in, 2 or 3 years that I'm not standing up here and we're talking about a quarterback debate. You know, I remember when I got out here, I went off in the team store and I saw Case Keenum jersey. I was like, thank God we don't have to deal with that again. Case is our guy. We can go from there and we can work our butts off and just try to gain chemistry and try to put up points.
How much did that affect you guys, the receivers, going into each season not really knowing which guy would really be the starter?
I mean, you can sit back and say, yeah, we're all professional football players. We got to deal with that situation. But at the same time, obviously, you can't gain the same chemistry. You don't have the same mindset. You got to talk to two different quarterbacks. You got to, when you're going individual routes, you got to go with one guy and then got to go with the next guy. You don't really gain that chemistry. You're not maximizing the opportunity, obviously. And now we're maximizing opportunity, and hopefully it pays off.
Does that have a different feel? I know it's early, but since you have a clear-cut leader of your offense, does these workouts have a different feel?
Yeah, they do have a different feel. I tell you what, we're working our butts off. One thing my mentality is I feel like I want to be the most conditioned team in the NFL next year, and I feel like if we're the most conditioned team, then in the fourth quarter it's going to pay off to be able to take advantage of this altitude. So I can see it in guys that are just trying to get in shape and trying to, you know, get their conditioning up. And you know, when guys are messing up, guys are going back and getting seconds, and it has that 2014 feel where guys are flying all over the field and they want to be good and we want to be successful.
You had said you didn't think Sutton would be there in the second round.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when he fell at 40?
You know, I was driving in my car and I got a lot of text messages and everybody was like, Sutton to the Broncos. I was like, what? You know, but it didn't surprise me though, because I thought the Cowboys was going to take him in the first round. And once he fell to the second and he wasn't going, I knew the Broncos was going to go. I mean, we need a guy that's going to come in. I mean, you see this guy. Wait, I'm sure y'all seen him. He's a big guy. I mean, DT's big, but he looks like he belongs in the NBA, you know, that type. And working out with him, he has amazing feet. You know, he's very fluid to be so big. And I'm looking forward to getting him off in here and just working. And hopefully he can come up with some big, big plays this year. You know what? You know, I'm going to teach those guys everything that I know. You know, that's my job. You know, you see a lot of these cats, man, when they get up in age, you know, they kind of shy away from the rookies. I will never, ever be that type of receiver that say, oh, I'm not going to teach this guy. I'm going to teach you everything that I could possibly know, regardless if he's from SMU or not. You know, I want to see everybody successful. I want to see him making plays and going to the Pro Bowls and winning Super Bowls. So I'm going to help him as much as I can. I mean, speaking to y'all, all these articles, I mean, he wrote an article talking about, oh, yeah, man, he was 30 years old, he didn't have it anymore. I was getting ready to tweet, like, come on. Yeah, I'm 31, man. See, the problem is what's going on right now is the moment that you get over 30 in the NFL, they automatically say, oh, he's getting up in age. But what they fail to realize is when I first came into the NFL, we had 2-a-days. We had all these processes. Big hits was going down. Guys were going through 2-a-days holding 9 yards. Now, at 30, 30 is like the new 27, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, you add a couple, 3 years, those 2-a-days were brutal, man. And those hits back in the day, man, I still feel like I still got juice, like, for the next 5 years. So I don't know what this guy's talking about.
But you're going to teach
these young guys, Sutton and Hamilton, all your tricks.
Yeah.
And they're going to take your job someday.
I mean, that's going to happen anyways because, you know, once you get up into this league, you know, and you start making too much money, they say, look, I understand the business of it, you know, and my deal is this. I still want to see everybody family making a ton of money, you know. I can't avoid that. All I can do is go out and make plays every single day and show if I become expendable here, just show some other team that, hey, look, I still got the juice and maybe they want to pay me, but that'd be selfish of me to say I'm not going to teach you everything that I know because you're going to outbeat me. At the end of the day, like, if he's going to do it, he's going to do it. I can't avoid that. All I can do is just go out, work my butt off, and continuously be me.
Sounds like a good sales pitch. 30s and you're 27. So
I mean, he need to write. You owe me an apology, man. I hurt my feelings.
Where are you at health-wise? Like, how's your ankle?
The ankle's doing good. Right now, it's a process. We don't know the direction we're gonna go with it. Thank God we got 4 months until training camp. We're just testing it out every single day. I was out there today. I felt great. I was running around, caught a slump, and was able to take it all to like 60 yards. And just happy to be back running full speed and being myself.
How bad was it last season trying to play through that?
No, it was bad. It was bad. It was some games. I was like, what am I doing with myself? Do I even like football anymore? Because it was a battle within myself mentally of just trying to go out there and make plays and just put it all on the line. So it was tough. But, you know, this year I got a different mentality, and that's to get this ankle back 100% and get my confidence back up and just go out and ball out, you know. So this guy can't write articles anymore no matter what goes down. Yeah.
Emmanuel, have you got a good deep look at the playbook, the new playbook?
Yeah.
How is it different from last year's?
Last year at the beginning of the season, we had Mike McCoy. So that was more, I feel like it was a harder playbook. Conceptually wise, you know, and we had a lot of plays, you know, but I think that playbook could have been successful as well. You know, I'm not knocking Mike McCoy's playbook. I love Mike McCoy's playbook. It was like Peyton's, but. This year we got plays where, you know, we're going up tempo, no huddle. We got a couple no huddle packages, and you know, I think the biggest thing of it all is not even about the playbook. It's about we got a guy that's going to be consistent at the quarterback play. And when I say consistent, we don't have to worry about a quarterback battle. So I think offensively we're going to be better regardless.
A couple more guys, Eric and then James.
What have your experiences been like with the new wide receiver coach, Zach Azani?
Oh, yeah, he definitely coaches us hard. That's one thing about him. I mean, he reminds me of myself a lot. When he gets up in front of the room, I mean, you can see veins popping out of his head because he's so passionate about what he's talking about. He enjoys it coming to work every single day. He enjoys coaching us hard. You know, we started over from the basics, so that's been kind of hard for me of starting all the way over from the basics. But, you know, I got to sit in the room and I got to say, you know what, I might know this stuff, but the young guys might not know it. So we got to be on the same page when it comes with that.
A lot of talk about how the QB might have needed more weapons. Did you feel last year like you needed more help from the receivers?
I mean, last year was last year. You know, it's not my job to sit back and say what could have went down. Obviously, we just didn't do good, you know, offensively, defensively, as a team. We weren't there. And the thing is we got a new season, and it's all about creating a mentality and a mindset, and that's what we're working on here at OTAs.
Outside two receivers, how did you feel the Broncos draft class was?
The draft class, I love it. You know, I think Chubbs, I think, you know, after the draft was over, I didn't even have to go and look at articles. I just knew it was going to be an A just by the guys that they selected. I mean, they got some top guys, and I'm looking forward to getting those guys in here. Hopefully they can help us win some ball games this year.
You touched on it a little bit, but when Bill Musgrave was able to set you guys down, what did he kind of explain the philosophy of this offense was going
to be? We haven't even gotten to the depths of the philosophy. I think that grows as we get more and more comfortable with direction of what we're going to do. Are we going to be a pass-heavy team? Are we going to be a run-heavy team? We don't know that. Right now we're just putting in the plays, and we're going to see how we go, and OTAs to give us a feel of if we're going to throw the ball down the field or whatnot, you know. But I think that's going to be a situation that continuously is a process until we get to what direction we want to go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank y'all.
That's my call saying.
Yeah, whatever.